Hey, Dr. Mike here. Omega-3 fats. Which one is best for you? Stay tuned to find out.
You're listening to Live Foreverish, a show dedicated to helping you live just a little longer. Here's your hosts, Dr. Mike and Dr. Crystal Gosser.
All right, welcome to Live Foreverish. Omega-3 fats. Dr. Crystal, you know I consider these to be a foundational nutrient for any regimen. Any person at any age, well, I shouldn't say any age, most ages.
I say any age.
Yeah, any age, any level of exercise, no matter what your diet is, right? If you're human, or even if you're not human, humans, dogs, cats, rabbits, birds, they all need omegas.
Why?
Great question. We're going to talk a little bit about that today, but today's show is going to be and I do think we want to run through the health benefits just to kind of remind people why they are so important and foundational. But we really want to kind of move this more towards hopefully we've convinced enough people to take every day fish oil or some sort of omega source, right? Would you agree?
If you've been listening to our podcast and we have approved claims now for omega-3, specifically fish oil. So I think it is common knowledge that it's something that people should include.
Right. So we really want to focus this show on if you're listening, you're ready to buy something. And then, but there's some confusion out there. There's different forms of omegas. We'll get into that. There's different sources of the omegas and different formulas of the omegas. So why don't we go ahead and just begin with a nice little review of why I consider these to be omega-3s to be so foundational. I think, at the end of the day, and I'd like to start it this way. We have said this several times on the show that inflammation is the common denominator of a lot of age-related problems, diseases, right? I'm not saying inflammation is the initiator, starter, or whatever, but it plays a role in developing a lot of those age-related diseases and definitely plays a role in how they propagate and how they develop, right? Mm-hmm. So right there, omega-3s are really good at easing inflammation. And so right there, it makes it foundational for me.
Well, I think it's also foundational when you think about their names. They are essential fatty acids. Right, so if we could start from the very beginning. Why are they called essential fatty acids? And that is because we're not making them. We cannot make those essential fatty acids in our bodies. So we have to get them from foods. And a lot of the food sources aren't food sources that we eat often. We don't eat fish and seafood all the time. We're not eating flax and we're not eating chia seeds. We're not eating walnuts. Those plant-based sources, I mean, our diets are lacking. And so when you add that to your statement about, their role with inflammation, then they're even more essential. I guess that brings a different definition to that word essential.
I think so. I know. I like that. And then, the other common omega that people talk about is omega-6. So there's really two main omegas. I got to be careful. There's a lot of them, but let's just for this conversation, right? Two main omegas, omega-3 and omega-6. Most of Americans are eating a diet high in omega-6s, which can be a little bit more pro-inflammatory. And we're not, as you just said, we're not getting enough omega-3s. And there's a ratio that a lot of nutritionists and stuff look at, right? It's the 6-3 ratio. Mm-hmm. And the average American is something like what we have down here, 15-1, 16-1, something like that. We're just getting way too much of the pro-inflammatory sixes and not near enough of the omega-3. So if you're listening, the reason this is so important is we got to reverse that ratio. Right. I mean,
right.
3-1, 2-1, 1-1. I don't know what you like, but a lot lower than 15-1.
Realistic 4-1 is a good attainable goal to try to achieve.
Right. And if you do that with a nice balance, 3-1, more omegas coming on board. I mean, heart and blood vessel function improves blood flow, the health of the lining of the artery, the endothelial cells, blood pressure, inflammatory response, lipid profiles. Mood, cognition. That's a nice list.
And so much more. I think we're missing out on its role just with the health of your cell membranes, which goes into cognition, those neurons being able to speak to each other, diabetes, helping those glucose transporters help to get that glucose out of the bloodstream into the cell. I mean, it goes on and on.
Joints.
And on. The function of that cell is dependent upon those omega-3 fats.
Whole body effects, without a doubt.
So we know we need it, right?
Right. Now, some people, before we get into the buyer's guide kind of part of this, you know, a lot of people, and it's a good question. I mean, is artificial, or I should say omega-3 oils, safe for everyone? Or maybe a way to put that is, what are some of the downsides of omega-3s, specifically when taking them in some sort of formulation? What comes to the top of your head?
Bleeding or blood thinning effects. That's what you will hear from your doctors if you are getting ready to have surgery, any procedures, any bleeding disorders. You want to maybe limit your intake of omega-3s. Now, I'm not saying that I'm buying into this.
I have something for you. Can I read this?
Yes.
I read this? An analysis of 8 clinical studies found no greater risk of bleeding in doses up to 10 grams per day, which is a lot. That's a lot. That's a high dose. A day of combined omega-3 fatty acids.
Yes. So the research is showing it's not as much of a concern. But I think we have to be responsible and you know, let people know that they should speak with their doctors.
Of
if their doctor is saying you should stop your omegas for whatever reason, then you should. Or maybe if you want to question the doctor, just say, hey, doc, can you send me some of that research?
Right. Yeah. So, again, I mean, that's always what we say. You talk to your doctor at the end of the day. They you know, and your doctor should know your risk best. You and your doctor. Right. There is another thing that one study found an association with omega-3s was atrial fibrillation. That's AFib. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the atria at the top of the heart just kind of go and blood can clot. And then when you get in the normal rhythm, it sends the clot up into your brain and all that kind of stuff. So it's not good. So again, though, we have to be careful because anytime a popular dietary nutrient has any association, even if it's weak, with something bad, it goes all over the headlines. And this did. But it turns out a meta-analysis of 17 studies that looked at omega-3 levels in someone's, you know, blood and stuff revealed no greater risk of AFib in association with higher levels of EPA or DHA and some other forms of omega. So again, the research just doesn't support a lot of this stuff.
Right. So generally speaking, what we're saying is for most people, taking omega-3s is just fine. And you
100%.
Should.
Yes. 100%.
Because again, they are essential fats that's needed for the overall health and function of the body.
Right. And we'll at the end of the show, we'll help you out with dosing and how to take it, all that kind of stuff. Before we do that, though, so a common question, Dr. Crystal, on Google, right? Hey, listen, it's fine. We get a lot of our trends and
Dr.
stuff.
Dr. Google.
Yeah, listen, that's where people go, right? It's fine. The question is which form of omega-3s are best, is best? I think it's a tricky question because when someone's typing that in on Google, what do they mean by form? And you and I talked about this. And so we decided, right, that we're going to break it down. We're going to break it down into what is the best, or rewrite the question as what is the best source, what is the best form, and we'll get into that, and then what's the best formulation. That all falls under this question of form, which is kind of ambiguous. I mean, it's kind of, I'm not sure what they mean, right?
Right. And so there are lots of forms out there. You have your plant-based omega-3s coming from algae. You have, of course, the fish. You have krill as well.
Absolutely, krill.
Your crustaceans.
And so these would be sources. We're saying
these are sources of omega-3s.
Right. And so before we get into the details of all this, let's not lose the fact that, again, figure out what you want to do. Figure out which is best for you, and we're going to help you out here. But get some omega-3s in. I mean, let's not lose sight of that fact, right? So let's start with fish.
Okay.
Fish oil, right? Why is fish oil? Well, I'll tell you. I consider it to be the better source. Why do you think that? Why would I say that?
Well, it's the source where that we have more research. Fish are at the top of the omega-3 food chain. Outside of, I guess, maybe humans. We're larger. Yeah. And it's the most common source. You're also receiving EPA and DHA, two of the omega-3 essential fatty acids that's found in fish. And so, yeah, it's going to be the most cost-effective option. They have the most abundant amount.
Yeah, no, you hit on two things for me.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you a nice balance of EPA, DHA, which are the two kind of main forms of omega-3s, mm-hmm. right? EPA is the form that's more, think of that more like systemic. It's floating around your bloodstream more, good for the heart, that kind of stuff. And then you have DHA, which is great for the brain. Although, you know, DHA is good for the heart too. Like, don't separate them out too much, but that's just kind of a nice breakdown. So you get both of those from fish. And number two, a vast majority of all studies we have on omega-3s come from fish as the source.
Yes. So that's the fish.
Yeah. I like it.
So if we want to go down on that food chain, we could maybe then go to krill. Krill would be next.
Yeah.
Because we know that the fish oil or the omega-3s can accumulate in krill as they're eating the algae, which right. would be the lower end of yeah. the food chain that we'll talk about in a moment. Krill, the proponents of krill and people that say your omega-3 should absolutely come from krill, there are a couple of talking points mm-hmm. that they have. One is krill naturally has astaxanthin. We did a whole podcast
astaxanthin. That's true.
A powerful carotenoid antioxidant. So they're saying you're getting your omega-3s and you're getting antioxidants all in one. Also, the krill provides a form that's considered more absorbable, the phospholipid form yes. of sure. The fatty acids. And so with it being potentially more absorbable, there's some research that maybe the krill is more rapidly incorporated into your red blood cells, maybe more efficiently transported to the brain. But again, you can't really, it's hard to compare it.
Don't some people also say joints too? Like krill is maybe a little bit better for joints, but that's all of that. I hear those talking points yeah. and that sounds great. But I don't understand how omegas from krill would like target joints better. It's hard for me to kind of understand that. But I agree with, I agree with everything that you said. And it's more sustainable. Krill, right?
The krill? Yeah. I don't know.
The krill is so abundant, right? Fish supplies are an issue.
Well, it's sustainable, but you need a whole lot more krill to those tiny krill.
And those big blue whales are eating everything.
So, you know, when you think about that, the omega-3s, you're just not getting as much.
It takes a lot.
And that can be cost prohibitive.
And then, of course, it goes all the way down even to the algae. There are algae sources of omegas out there. And they're at the basic beginning of the omega chain.
Yes.
Yeah. So there are formulations that use that algae source as well. So there's your, I mean, that's pretty much it.
Well,
right?
There's one more. Plant.
Oh, plant. Gosh, yes. I totally forgot. Yes,
the plant.
Plant
grow. So your greens, they are giving you a form of omega-3s known as ALA.
Right. Yep.
And it's an essential fatty acid, again, that's found in your flax, your chia, perilla oil, black walnut. But that ALA has to be converted into EPA and DHA that you will receive immediately from fish. And that conversion rate is not that great.
And generally speaking, if you don't have, adding a step of conversion to whatever you're talking about simply it just means as you get older, your body's going to have a harder time with that kind of conversion. Mm-hmm. So why not just do the EPA and DHA directly from fish? That's like just skip that conversion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right?
I mean, every time you add a conversion thing, you're losing what they call less yield. You know,
yes, but you know, I think this is important for all of you listening who are vegetarian, who are vegan. The algae 100%. Is going to be your vegan source, uh-huh. although it's in the ocean. Some people are concerned with contamination.
So
there are options for people who have fish allergies.
Fish allergies, vegetarian. Yeah, for sure. And that's great. And remember, we're not going to lose sight of the focus of this whole thing. Take your omegas every day. You figure out which is your best source.
That's right.
So fish, if we go from the very bottom, algae, plant, krill, fish.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then with some flaxseed on the side.
Which is great. That's fantastic. So that's your sources. But then there is this idea of these omega-3s, depending on the source, can have different forms. Like, in a sense, what are called, think of them like chemical forms,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm,
going mm-hmm. into chemistry.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You have, there's two broad categories, right? Mm-hmm. You have your triglyceride form and your ethyl ester form. And then we even mentioned one already that the algae have the phospholipid
yep,
form.
Yeah.
Right? So let's talk, because that, and I don't, again, I don't want to confuse anybody. Mm-hmm. You have your sources, mm-hmm. fish, krill, da-da-da, and those sources can provide these omegas in these different forms, and some people are interested in that. Like, there's some people think one form's better than the other.
Right. So when you kind of have to look at the processing of your sources to concentrate those essential fatty acids for consumption. So we're not talking about food necessarily anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, you have those three forms, the ethyl ester form, triglyceride form. And so we know triglycerides, that is the form that all of the fats are delivered from food,
right,
as triglycerides. And so you have those fatty acids attached to this glycerol backbone. And that seems to be a little more absorbable, maybe more. I want to say more efficiently absorbed.
Yeah, because it looks more most like nature.
Looks most like, well, it gets a little tricky, Dr. Mike, because let's talk about the ethyl ester form.
Okay,
that's the form of that's coming from your fish. There is a process where the omega-3s, those individual fatty acids, are attached to an ethanol backbone, and that's how they are delivered. And what happens is during the process of digestion, those fatty acids are released, and then they're reincorporated into triglycerides before they are absorbed.
Right.
So it's a little,
it's that extra step, maybe.
It's the extra step.
Right.
That people on the internet are saying is negatively impacting the absorption, but the research does not support that.
Right, yeah.
The ethyl ester form, that's the form where all of the thousands of research studies with fish oil, they're using that form.
Yeah, they're using fish oil, and the vast majority of those studies are ethyl ester, and the results are fantastic.
And that's the form you find in your medications. Let's also put that out right there. The fish oil medications, it's in an ethyl ester form. So we know they get absorbed. We know their health benefits from that form.
It's a great question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we just said it. When you add a step, that often has problems, mm-hmm. right? And so people wanting to then look at that, well, does that mean the triglyceride form is going to be absorbed better? And so you study it, and they did, mm-hmm. and it's really not.
Right.
Right. And then you got all of the efficacious studies out there with ethyl ester form. It's hard to argue against that, right?
Yes. And so the other piece is they're saying, well, that natural triglyceride, that glycerol backbone, you need that for absorption. Well, that's why we say you, whenever you are adding fish oil in, take it with food, you're getting plenty of the what you need to help with that absorption in that meal when you take it with a fatty meal. So don't worry about it. I don't think it's
not
worth it.
It's not worth it. Yeah, we just said it. Again, don't lose focus. Get, you know, figure out your source. Again, I stand with fish, and, yeah. And that's me, right? That's and well, I do believe, based on research, it is the better form. But if you are a vegan, vegetarian, you can't do that. Find your source,
and
take them, and don't get so wrapped up in a lot of this.
I think don't get wrapped up in the marketing hype behind it all, because you when you look at the research, negligible variations.
Yeah. Speaking of, like, okay, how to take things. Now, before we get into that, you know, a lot of people may ask questions like, you know, going back to that, what's the best form? You know, we mentioned the two primary omega-3s, or DHA and EPA. Do you think maybe is that what they were wondering about?
I have no idea.
We don't, do they? But I don't want to, you know, again, I think they're both important. I think they're both equally important.
Mm-hmm.
You might, you know, if you have a heart disease risk or something, you know, maybe ramping up the EPA type is a little bit better for you. If you have cognitive issues, maybe it's the DHA. But again, I would just take a solid, for me, fish oil that provides both and be done with it.
I agree. I think it comes up when you find more of the people who are plant-based. They have the plant-based diet. They want anything extra they're bringing in to be plant-based. And then you start reading, well, you know, your plants aren't giving you the best.
Right.
And maybe those are the people that's asking, you know, does it really matter? And I would dare to say that it does. You know, that what you're getting from plants, that ALA is not efficiently converting into the EPA, and that EPA then converts into
the DHA.
Yeah. And so you want to consider a way to get both.
Yeah. You could, you know, there's blood testing that can look at omega-3. You know, so if you're someone who really wants to do a plant-based source, you can, you know, get a baseline omega-3, take your plant-based source and check it in 3 to 6 months, whatever you decide, and see if you get a little bump up.
Yep. And if you are, I will say this note, that research does show if you are vegetarian, plant-based diet, and you're getting those plant-based omega-3s, your body is more efficient. Then it kind of ramps up some of those enzymes that help you to make the EPA and DHA.
That's a good point.
I mean, not a whole lot, but you do see, compared to someone who is a meat eater or, you know, not consuming a plant-based diet. So there's a little glimmer of hope there.
Yeah, so maybe they, testing would be a great way to check it out, right?
Yes.
So let's get into then, like, you know, how to take these things and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You already mentioned with fatty meals.
Mm-hmm.
That's key.
And when I say fatty meals, I'm not talking about a huge plate of
butter.
Dr. Biden, butter.
I don't know why I said butter. Oh, butter.
But, you know, it's some peanut butter on whole wheat crackers.
Yeah, it didn't have
just
to be.
Something
with definitely
some fat.
With a meal, a little fat in that meal. I often do mine, I always do mine at lunchtime. And my fat's coming from, like, my cheese that I enjoy, you know. But at the end of the day, definitely with meals, a little more fat would be great. It's just going to help with absorption.
Yes.
Yeah. What about every day? This is a question we get a lot. You and I, we kind of chuckle when we hear that a lot, because but people ask.
So here's what I would say. Generally speaking, yes. But if you're trying to save some cost savings on the days where you're having your fatty fish, maybe you can skip it on that day. Generally every day.
Yeah, I think generally every day. And then somebody then might say, well, what if I cut the dose in half and take it every day? If that's, you know, and again, I would say do what you got to do. Take it as number one. But you know, and let's just get into that. There is a certain amount of these EPAs, DHAs that you want every single day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, you and I differ. I always say total omega-3s every day. 2 to 4 grams. You're like more 4 to 6 grams or something.
And the reason I say that, Dr. Mike, is the ultimate goal is to try to get that 6 to 4 ratio. I mean, 6 to 3 ratio. Yeah. In a good place. And yeah, the way that most people eat,
you got to have a little bit more. I'm not going to argue that. That's a great point. It's funny. I always say 2 to 4, but I do 4.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get 4 grams of wild fish oil, omega-3s every day. And then the EPA and the DHA breaks down about 1,200 milligrams of EPA or so, 800 or so of DHA, something like that.
No, I think it's if you're taking 4.
Yeah.
No, you would be, I think, well, I don't know. I would have to look at your label.
Right. Yeah, no. You, okay, because it's the serving is 2, and I do it twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right, yeah. But mm-hmm. but the point I was going to make is there's the total mm-hmm. amount of omegas, which let's say it's just 4 grams. Let's just yep. say that. But you got to make sure you're getting the right amount of the EPA, DHA out of that.
And typically you will, I think, at those high doses. You just have to make sure if you're hitting the gram dose of total, the rest will take care of itself.
It should fall in place, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It typically should fall in place.
Refrigeration or not? Because, you know, it's a fact.
Oh, that's a good question. You don't need to refrigerate it.
No, you don't.
Not necessary. And oftentimes you'll see the omega-3s combined with olive oil extract, sometimes mm-hmm. rosemary extract, sometimes some added vitamin E.
Kind of protects the fats in there.
Different antioxidants to protect those fats. But I will say some people do keep them in the freezer.
Well, and let's tell them why some people do. Well, I think I know why.
Okay.
I'm not sure, maybe I don't know where you're going with
this.
Well,
tell me what you think.
It decreases the burping.
Yeah. So people who have trouble with the burping or the repeating.
Just, yeah.
Sometimes
yeah.
helps.
Yeah. Give it a shot, right? Mm-hmm. I'd rather you do that than give up. Like find a way, you know, mm-hmm. to make it work. And if that still doesn't work, look at your different sources and try something else, right?
That's a good point.
Don't give up. So we gave you some good sources today, the different forms today. How to take them, dosing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are they safe? Yes. But of course, if you have some issues, talk to your doctor. That's always going to be our disclaimer, but that's never going to go away. But again, I can't impress upon my friends, my family, the audience more than this. They are essential and they are foundational.
And get them in the best way you can.
Yeah. I mean, these are part of the healthy building, the building blocks of a healthy human. Right?
That's right, Dr. Mike.
This is great.
Yes.
This is a great show.
Omega-3s.
Right. How much do you actually take a day?
So I take krill. I think I told you that.
Yeah.
And I'm taking 2,400 milligrams, I believe. I take 4 of my little... Anyway, about 2,400 milligrams of krill. And I can't remember the breakdown. Yeah.
But again, you're high enough, the breakdown's going to be fine.
The breakdown is fine. I eat sardines, you know that.
Oh, do I know she eats sardines?
Anchovies.
Oh
my gosh.
Love
I had
it.
A Caesar salad, and I asked for extra anchovy, and they gave me the whole jar, it looks like. So anchovies, I like my fatty fish. I'm very intentional, and I consume plant and fish sources.
Yeah, you like
so
your flax and chia.
I make my chia pudding.
Yeah.
You know, and then I put flaxseed in my shakes. So you have to be intentional. And I think that's the other point is it's something you kind of have to think about.
Well, I'm glad you bring that up. Yeah. So the intentional part is remember food first. Mm-hmm. Think about what you're eating, right? Mm-hmm. Think about, increasing more of the fish, you know, a couple times a week. Some of the flax, chia. I mean, yeah, figure out how you can, you know, focus on your diet. But then again, we always talk, there's a nutritional gap.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably not going to be able to eat enough to mm-hmm. get that 4 grams mm-hmm. every day. That's where supplementation plays a role.
And that's where testing plays a role.
Absolutely. Testing's pretty simple.
Oh,
it's an at-home test.
At-home test, and you will be surprised. And it gives you more than the omega-3s. That's what I like.
Yeah,
it'll tell you your 6. It tells you
breakdown
all the
of
fats, omega-9s,
everything, triglycerides, different saturated
sevens.
Fats. Yeah, It's almost too much. You're like, geez, what is all this? Yeah.
But it's a great way for you to look at that and course correct if needed.
Yeah. So what you know, what I do, and because I figured why not just do it all, I do a formula that has krill and fish.
Oh.
Combined. I'm like, I'm just gonna do it all. Get some astaxanthin in there. Right?
Yes, there you go.
So that's what I do. Great show. Thanks, Dr. Crystal. This was fantastic information. Don't forget, you can go to liveforeverish.com. There are a lot of other episodes that you can download, like, share, and comment. And, of course, subscribe so you never miss a show. That's liveforeverish.com. And then, of course, our sponsor, Life Extension. If you go to lifeextension.com, purchase what you want. By the way, Life Extension has a nice variety of omegas out there. Check that out. When you are checking out, in the discount code little section, put in podcast, and you will get $10 off, 10% off, $50 or more with free shipping and handling. 10% off.
That's it.
$50 or more.
LifeExtension.com.
check that out. They just want to say thank you for being such a great audience. I'm Dr. Mike.
Dr. Crystal.
Thanks for listening.